This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
More Bitcoin holders have lost their Bitcoins. Until last week, Inputs.io seemed like a nifty service for Bitcoin users. The company not only offered Bitcoin wallets and mixed the wallets up in order to anonymize the coins they stored, sped up by Bitcoin payments, and even spared them from the tiny transaction fees that are typically charged on the Bitcoin network. Well, in a little bit on tonight's show, we're going to have Rex Brock on. He's a Bitcoin expert, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Bitcoins. A little bit about Bitcoins. So, definitely.
Sounds like a 2-bit show. Maybe a 3-bit, 4-bit.
Uh-oh.
A bit show.
Steve Starrs is here.
I am. I'm back.
How are you, brother?
Good, man, and I covered for you this week. We had a lot of great callers, everybody who's listening in. Once again, we want to thank all of our RBN listeners and all the folks out there who listen and help and support the Bob Tuscan Show, and it's good to be back with you on Friday night, because Friday nights we have fun. I mean, we talk
about... All right, skip all the corny stuff, will you?
Okay, we can't have fun yet, man. Come on, it's Friday.
Did you see the size of this hurricane? Well, they call it a typhoon in Asia, but did you see the size of this thing?
Yeah, it was monstrous, man. I mean, it wasn't as big as Katrina, but much more powerful than Katrina, they said. And I saw that it was just enormous damage there.
Very, very scary. And I grew up in South Florida. My first major hurricane was Hurricane Andrew, one of the deadliest storms until Katrina came around, and now Hurricane Sandy. But geez, my thoughts and prayers are with them. In the Philippines, geez, what else can I say? U.S. Israel loses vote rights at UNESCO over Palestinian row. UNESCO has suspended the voting rights of the United States and Israel 2 years after both countries stopped paying dues to the UN's cultural arm in protest over its granting full membership to the Palestinians. There you go. Play ball, and they're going to get their rights taken away.
Yeah, that's probably the case. You know, I mean, this is a very difficult situation, of course, as we know. And they keep arming both sides of the conflict and creating ghettos in which they cordon people off in the situation over there in Israel. Gaza
right.
is a classic example of what happened. You know, and why is it people can't just go about living their lives? And, well, you've got these political powers that are trying to agitate things and tear everything apart over there for just the common people. Typical story. We've seen it so many times. And
And everybody says, well, what side are you on? I said, I'd kind of like to see the people for a change do okay and be left alone by all the agitators in the area. But that's, you know, that's an oxymoron, I guess, for, you know, common sense. And I don't know why it has to be that way, Bob, but it's typical. You know, Kerry is involved with all this mess again. Of course, whenever he goes, usually darkness follows. And yeah,
sure.
It's good. But, you know, also a very big story, I don't know if you saw today, that you know, a lot of other things were happening. Of course, Mr. Obama has apologized because he's told everybody they can, you can keep your insurance policy.
I thought it was Dr. Obama.
Dr. Obama has said, from the desk of Dr. Obama, you know, he's not a doctor, but he plays one on television, you know. But anyhow,
He plays something on television, I'll give you that much.
Yeah, he's playing us on television is what he's doing. And, of course, you know, after all these promises of, you can, if you like your insurance company, you can keep it. After saying that 29 times at least, and now he's apologizing.
Did you hear that hodgepodge of him saying that?
Yeah, I did. That was a good hodgepodge. Did you make that hodgepodge up?
No, I didn't. I found it on YouTube. Guys, I mean, he's saying it literally 29 different times.
Yeah. I thought that was a very good piece, and, of course, that was a great hodgepodge. You know, I used to make hodgepodges back when I, you know, lived in Aurora, Colorado.
Is that what you call it, a hodgepodge?
Yeah, you know, you throw in some stew and you throw in some
cheese. Did I just make up that word hodgepodge, or is that what you really call it?
No, hodgepodge is one of those things where you throw all kinds of things into a pot and then you come up with goulash or, you know, whatever. Or you come up
hodgepodge five times fast, will you?
Hodgepodge, 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 hodgepodge.
No.
I didn't get it. Okay, all right.
Get it, Mr. Producer? No.
Do I get a Bitcoin if I win?
You get, well, those are pretty pricey these days. Hey, listen to this scenario, Steve, okay?
All right.
You and your pops get in trouble or get in an argument, and your dad wants to teach you a lesson for being the young whippersnapper rebel Steve Starrs is, right? So he calls the cops on you, thinking, oh, I'm going to call the cops. And then the cops shoot your son, or you in this case, dead to the ground. This really happened.
Yeah.
This horrific story. I don't know if you heard this. I believe this is going viral.
Yeah.
But this father's attempt to teach his son a lesson for taking his truck without permission ended in tragedy Monday after a local police officer shot the teenager dead.
That's too bad. It's a tragic situation. You know, of course, my dad in his time, Bob, he wasn't politically correct. He'd have whipped my, you know what I mean? That's the kind of guy my dad was.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, I respected him for it, you know what I mean? Because he was an old Marine, you know, and yeah, I pulled off some stuff.
You know, I'm new school, Steve, and perhaps since it's Friday, we'll take calls on anything people like, 800-313-9443. I'm new school. I won't lay a hand on my son. I will not do so.
Well, okay? You know, I was laid hand on many times, you know. But my dad got to the point where he didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? It was like, as I had learned to respect him at a young age, and he would not have called the police if I did something like that, because he would have handled it himself. And this is what happens when you put the government in charge of you know, child discipline. You know, I mean, it was a bad situation. This kid was way out of control. But this reminds me of the story, as you probably know, Bob, of what happened here in my area when we had the deputy that was killed trying to abduct a kid who had stolen a car from, you know, from another area, from a whole other city that drove into our neighborhood. They were trying to get the kid out of the car.
And they shot him dead, right?
Well, yeah, they shot both of them. They said, this is what they were told, what we were told, is that what happened was in the process of extracting this 5'10" kid out of the car, who was, again, pumped up and you know, rather rebellious and stubborn, he grabbed the deputy's revolver, they said, and started and shot the deputy by mistake, or shot him by shooting at the ground. The bullet hit and ricocheted off the pavement and hit him in the face above his flak jacket, killed the deputy, and then the cops unloaded on him. So here you have an unarmed kid who stole a car, and two people dead, one deputy and one kid, you know, because they couldn't get him out of the car. And they tried to tase him and all this other stuff. They had at least 15 cops out there with revolvers drawn. And when the gun smoke all blew away and the shells were all picked up off the ground, you had a deputy dead and a kid dead.
Well, don't get me wrong. Just to go back to capital punishment, not capital punishment. What do they call
spanking? Corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Don't get me wrong, I'm not going to get the state involved. I don't need the police to handle our parenting. That's what's wrong with our nanny state to begin with. But I just don't think it sends a good message. And those listeners out there that disagree with me, feel free to call in 800-313-9443. Speaking of smoke, Steve, 4 U.S. cities have just legalized cannabis possession. Between Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning, voters in Maine's largest city, Portland, and 3 cities in Michigan approved ballot measures legalizing cannabis possession of various amounts. Awesome, because prohibition doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen, and the war on drugs is a massive failure. We'll be back with more information and news. Steve Starrs with Bob Tuscan here, and your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
All right, let's say you're one of the largest telecommunication companies on the planet. And, well, this pesky alphabet soup agency wants to access your database. What would you charge them? What would you charge the good old CIA to review your global database? Can you put a price on it, Steve?
I've heard millions, but, you know, I think the price is going up, and some of these companies actually want more money.
But, well, according to new documents revealed just today, AT&T offers the CIA subpoena fee access for a price. Ongoing programs allow intelligence agencies to review global databases for $10 million a year. Not bad.
Oh, that's a great deal. Great deal for the CIA.
I mean, considering how much the NSA's super centers cost them.
Yeah, and all the money
they
stole.
That's not bad at all.
The taxpayers, yeah, they're only ones footing the bill.
It's not the NSA, Steve. This is the CIA.
Oh, yeah, those guys are really important. Yeah, the Catholic Inquisition Agency.
You know, we talk a lot about the NSA and their spying these days, and it's the fashionable thing, although we've been telling you about the NSA for years and years and years, long before the Snowden. But, yeah, folks, believe it or not, the CIA and the FBI and the LOL or whoever else, they're all listening in.
ISI?
The ISI,
Pakistani intelligence, they're listening to you. They're listening to you, no.
Yeah, you got to believe it. Let's see here. Surprise, surprise. Yasser Arafat's death linked to radioactive polonium. New medical report leads to the conclusion that considerable credibility to those claims of radioactive polonium being the cause of his death is definitely the case. Where would they get this polonium, you might ask? I have a few ideas.
Same place.
Does that ring a bell? I don't know.
Polonium's on the black market, and you can buy it in a lot of places, but there are certain dealers have the high-priced, high-grade stuff, you know, and of course, that's the question. When you have a real high-profile target like Yasser Arafat, you know, you want to get the best.
You know? Yes, sir.
I mean,
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, awful pun. It's Friday night, and I'm going to quit with the puns. Is this why Bitcoin is surging? Bitcoin, an online currency, scarcely for years now, has been surging. It's breaking out to new heights this week and now sports a total value of $2.8 billion. Just a few months ago, it looked like this economic experiment as the world's first decentralized, technologically-based form of money would crash and burn. Well, it hasn't. And in a little bit on tonight's show, we're going to have Rex Brocky on, who's an expert on this topic, so we'll get to that.
Yeah.
I promised I'd take some phone calls, Steve, so let me not be rude here.
Don't be rude, Bob. It's Friday night.
A few calls.
No excuse for being rude.
I know. I'm ready for this week to be over. I'm looking forward to the weekend. And I'm going on Ed Cochran's show Sunday, Survive and Thrive. What's his show name? Mr. Producer, do you know?
I remember Eddie Cochran. Wasn't he the guy that sang Summertime Blues?
Corcoran, or whatever the guy's name is.
Okay.
He was on as a guest last week. He does a survival show. If he's listening right now, I'm sorry. It's been a long week. What's his name, Mr. Producer? Help me out here. Do you know? You don't work on the weekends. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going on his show to talk about survival. I'll be talking about my experience in Mexico, living off the grid, and all that good stuff that I don't get to talk about too often on this show, but I'll be a guest on his show, and I'll get to espouse my prepper and survival rhetoric for a little bit, so that should be fun. He's on Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, I believe, is my time that I'll be coming on, so stay tuned for that. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Richard, how's that raw turkey working for you tonight?
Oh, man, I'm feeling better than ever. How come you took a sick day? Come on. I never get sick. Delivered four kids in the middle of nowhere. You delivered one kid in Florida, and you're sick every once in a while. How come?
I'm sick every once in a while. Well,
How did we meet? I told you how to deal with acid reflux, and you didn't even do what I said, and you cured it.
I didn't do what you said, and I cured it.
Yeah, you ate almonds, and I told you to eat avocados.
Well, I cured it.
There you go.
That's good. I'm going to keep that in mind. Avocados, is a natural cure for acid reflux.
Well, it's pretty much a natural cure for anything because it feeds you fats instead of carbohydrates, and that's the key. Stop eating carbohydrates, start eating fats and proteins, raw turkey if you want to get crazy, and you will not be sick for, quote-unquote, the rest of your life.
How do you know what I was sick with, Richard?
I don't really care. You weren't gone, and you weren't there to give me your infinite wisdom, and I had to talk to Steve. I called in on Steve's program.
That's right, he did. And we got on your case, too, Bob, personally. You know, both of us, for being sick.
Well, so, Steve, should we tell them why I was sick and what I was sick with?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, Bob's was better.
I'm sick in the head, Richard.
Yeah.
Well, I can agree with that because you haven't read the 40 outrageous facts most people don't know, and you don't know that all the alphabet agencies don't even work for the United States.
They work for
the powers that be.
The powers that shouldn't be.
Okay, I agree with you. The powers that shouldn't be, but they are powers.
What did you have for dinner tonight, Richard?
Well, let's go back to our original model.
No. Answer my question. What did you have for dinner tonight?
For dinner tonight, I haven't eaten yet, but I'm going to have raw milk cheese and some nice lubricating wine. Red wine to actually enhance my parasympathetic sleep regeneration.
So you're having red wine and raw cheese. That doesn't sound like a healthy dinner, Richard.
Yeah, I know it doesn't sound like, but I never get sick, and you take sick days.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm sick in the head, so what do you expect?
Well, if you eat raw milk cheese and eat a lot of fats, that will restore your brain. You won't be sick in the head.
I'll tell you what I did do. Elderberry, zinc, colloidal silver, vitamin D, vitamin C.
I challenge you to read the Pottinger's Cats and then Pottinger's Prophecies, the new book that was just recently written, and it will show you about epigenetics, about how those artificial masking quick fixes are not the same thing as real nutrition that you're going to get from food, raw food.
I got to tell you, the listeners were shocked with your raw turkey dinner the other night. It made for great radio.
Hey, the slaves are always going to be shocked with reality. I mean, that's why they're slaves, and the rest of us are trying to get out of the system, like you.
Well, I don't doubt that there's something to it. I just, I don't know that I can get beyond the paradigm of watching out for raw poultry and bird, you know, fowl. It's awfully foul.
And the question I have for tonight is, you said you read Daniel Quinn. What did you get out of Daniel Quinn's works?
Wow, that's a deep question.
I always ask deep questions.
You do.
Why deal with the shallow ones?
Well, it's easier to get my toes wet in the shallow section there. And we only have so much time for this broadcast.
Oh, we can make as much time as we want.
I'll spend some time on Daniel Quinn. I'm planning on having him on. You said you would get him on for me, right?
No, I said you needed to get him on because I would be the caller that would put you both on the fire.
All right, well, invite him on the show for me, will you?
I don't even know him. You're the guy that's the
come on. Call up all. See, listeners, if you're going to call up and tell me to have somebody on, do it. Invite him on my show for me. All right.
No, I know Joseph Atwell. I've talked with him. I'll get Joseph Atwell on your show. But I don't even know Daniel Quinn, and I don't know how to get a hold of him.
Right, Joseph Atwell. Figure it out. I don't know how to get a hold of him. I'd have to figure it out the same way you would.
I thought you were a star, a man that was going the extra step. Well,
I'm no different than anybody else, Richard. Thanks for the call, brother. Always good to hear from you. We'll take a quick break and come back with more.
Show. That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
On the 19th of November, we'll be having Dr. Jim Fetzer on to talk about the JFK assassination. The 50th anniversary is right around the corner, so we'll be doing a series of shows leading up to the 50th anniversary. I have not spent a tremendous amount of time on air, anyways, discussing the JFK assassination, but there came an opportunity recently for me to become aware and informed about certain information. I don't want to get into the details because it'll be released probably in the near future, and you guys will hear it then. But we got a bombshell, at least what we think is a bombshell. Now, 50 years later, that has not been discussed by anyone. Not Jesse Ventura, not Dr. Jim Fetzer, not Judith Ferry Baker. None of these individuals have discussed what we're going to, I don't want to say break, but what we're going to release along with a media blitz. This individual is a whistleblower. He was waiting for two individuals to pass away. They have both passed away, and now we have their deathbed confession for the 50th anniversary of JFK. I'm not saying this for hype, folks. This is legitimately what happened. I kind of stumbled on this information from a friend who I'm working with on this, and we will tell you how to find that information, which will be released in the near future. So stay tuned for that. Hey, Steve, you ever hear of the website antiwar.com?
Yes, I have, but I know there's a new update coming out from that. What's up with that?
Well, who is it? Scott Horton? I think he was originally the curator there. I like the website. I've visited.
Yeah,
it's been around for a while, and it's a pretty good site. Anyways, The Guardian has reported that the FBI is monitoring and spying on anti-war for at least the last 6 years. The FBI monitored a prominent anti-war website for years, in part because agents mistakenly believed it had threatened to hack the Bureau's own website. Internal documents show that the FBI's monitoring of antiwar.com, a news and commentary website critical of U.S. foreign policy, was sparked in significant measure by a judgment that it had, quote, threatened to hack the FBI website and involved a formal assessment of the, quote, threat the site posed to U.S. national security. Very interesting that websites that you and I visit and frequent, and we take for granted that, there's no way that the FBI would look into this. Well, it turns out, yes, there is. It's not too far-fetched, folks.
Yeah.
It's pretty spot-on to think that this show is being monitored. I repeat, this show is being monitored, and I got a message for them. F off, okay? You got better things to listen to than this show, I can guarantee that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this show's being monitored, the website's being monitored, antiwar.com's being monitored. We live in a Big Brother state, folks. This is 1984 in 2013, and has been for some time now. None of this is new. If you're hearing this for the first time and you're listening and saying, wow, I didn't realize we were being spied on, you must be brand new to this show and this network, because this is something that I think probably 99% of our listeners all know already. We're just seeing more and more overt reasons that that's the case.
Well, you know, I always say, Bob, that if they're out there, contact us. I mean, I know there are people in the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and law enforcement who actually have some agreement with some of the things that we're saying. They know that what's going on is not right. They know what they're doing and being entrapped in. They're trying to make a career out of legitimate law enforcement, and they're being coerced into doing all kinds of things that they know are illegal, and they know this could get them into a lot of trouble. And so, you know, we're always available. I mean, to any of those folks who are, wanting to get out or at least be honest or at least talk to us clearly about all this stuff. I mean, why have to?
I'm not available.
You're not available?
No, don't come and see me. I'm too busy to talk to you.
Hey, well, we've had a lot of great people that have come out of this whole thing and have been open and honest about, you know, what was going on there. And I know it's very difficult for these people to make these decisions because, you know, on one hand, you have people that work with you in these agencies and you don't want to betray their trust and you don't want to frame them necessarily because they're in the same stew. But there are a lot of people out there who really do want to get some of these things off their chest. And why do they have to wait until a deathbed confession like with JFK? And by the way, Bob, we talked a lot about JFK on Wednesday night. As a matter of fact, I didn't intend to go there, but we spent probably a good three-quarters of the show. Yeah, almost 2 hours.
I didn't
hours
even know that. How about that?
Yeah, so I'm going to be very interested
Steve,
hearing this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're talking about the FBI and these agents, for lack of a better term, that might be more sensitive and considerate of the information that we've had. Do you remember that letter we sent to the FBI regarding certain evidence about 9/11 being the false flag attack that it was?
Yeah, right. And you did get a fairly civil and decent response, I thought. Has there been a follow-up on that?
Well, no, there hasn't, which is part of the problem with this. But we at least got a statement that we felt was very telling. Yeah, folks, many people know that Osama bin Laden was never wanted by the FBI for the crimes of 9/11. In fact, when the FBI was presented with the evidence of controlled demolition that yours truly and a group here of local activists sent, it was acknowledged as, quote, an interesting theory backed by thorough research and analysis. That is a direct quote from the FBI's letter that we got back, which was not a form letter. It was a registered letter that was sent back to us by Director Robert Mueller, We had sent him a letter originally written pursuant to Title 18 U.S. Code 2382, Crimes in Criminal Procedure or Misprison of Treason. The penalty to a sworn official who violates misprison of treason by not reporting or acting on the evidence can lead to criminal prosecution, a prison term, and fine. Contained in the letter were references to 9/11 Blueprint for Truth and other pieces of evidence. The presentation gives compelling evidence that the buildings were brought down in other fashions besides just the planes hitting them. The idea is that U.S. Code 2382, Misprison of Treason, could challenge the FBI to consider the evidence contained in Mr. Gage and other people's presentation as actionable intelligence. No one could have imagined the FBI's response to this letter that we sent. The response was received with not the standard form letter, as many might have expected, but it was instead a direct reply from Assistant Director of Counterterrorism, National Security Branch, Michael J. Heinbach. That's right, Michael J. Heinbach responded, saying again, quote, "The information provided is an interesting theory backed by thorough research and analysis." We never heard back from him. We have no idea where Michael J. Heinbach is today. But it was a moment in which we said, wow, maybe there is a little bit of hope. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't have any faith in these agencies, not for a second. They might have been placating us. This went nowhere. But it was a very interesting exercise. And in the letter, they went on to say, please be advised that your observations and concerns have not gone unheeded, and that the FBI, quote, is committed to identifying terrorist threats at home and abroad, using the full force of the law to prosecute these individuals.
Well, I would say that Michael J. Heinbach is way back behind probably something else, in my opinion.
Where do you think he is now? Hold on, let me do a quick search for him. This was in 2010, I believe. This was almost 3 years ago.
Okay.
Michael J. Heinbach. Let's see if anything pops up with a quick start page search. He was named assistant director. That's the only thing I see here. See a recent article from Herald Save.
Interesting. Well, that is pretty high, though, if he was assistant director. You know, that's a very
There's nothing more about this guy.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
Well, nothing more to the letter, either.
In 2008, he was made the National Assistant Director of Counterterrorism, and he's gone.
Wow.
Trace of him on the Internet.
Interesting. Well, maybe he's no longer with the Bureau, or he's gone to work for NSA, or, you know, maybe he just retired. What are those people who decided also that he'd had enough and gotten out? I mean, there are whistleblowers out there, friends, and we encourage them, and we encourage these agencies to, you know, conduct their own policing of the activities going on there. I mean, there are a lot of good people in law enforcement, and we want to support those people. But we got some criminals out there too, right, Bob?
Oh, we sure do. 800-313-9443. Take some calls on the other side. I'll tell you about my breakfast this morning, where I got to sit down and talk with my congressman, Ted Yoho, for a little bit. I'll tell you how that went.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So here locally, we can get incumbent Cliff Stearns, who was here for, I don't know, 30 years as the congressman, with a grassroots candidate named Ted Yoho. Ted Yoho's been making national news. Have you heard the name by chance, Steve? Ted Yoho?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about Ted quite a few times on your show. And of course, that's just us, but a lot of your other listeners probably don't know.
Sure. Well, he sat down for breakfast today with us.
Good.
I got some face-to-face time with my congressman.
Did you?
It's amazing.
Did you have bagels and lox?
No, but he might have when he met with AIPAC and schmoozed with them for a while.
Bagels, lox, and schmooze?
Oy vey. We called him out on that. But I got to hand it to the guy. Okay? Most congressmen would run from Bob Tuscan when they saw him coming at them. This guy sat down for breakfast. For breakfast. And he had no problem taking on our criticism about AIPAC. Now, you could say, well, that's because he doesn't give a crap about you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I got to hand it to the guy. Cliff Stearns, we tried to meet with him on several occasions. Never happened.
Very cool. That's good.
This guy said, yo, I got to give credit where credit's due. Now, don't get me wrong. Steve, I know you and I differ on this somewhat, but he's a politician. Although he's not a politician, this is his first elected office he's ever held. He's a businessman, a large animal veterinarian, a local guy, and he made this grassroots effort and won. Kicked out the incumbent in the primaries that was there for years and years as a career politician. But now he's a politician, and he's learning quickly that Washington's not a very friendly place to be. So I got to hand it to this guy. He didn't do this for money. He took a pay cut, in fact, even though congressmen, they make pretty good money. You know what a congressman makes?
What do they make now, $140, $180? I don't remember.
$176,000.
Yeah, about $180,000, huh? Yep. And, but of course, they get all kinds of inside tips about stock deals and things like that. And so
some
of them act on them is the thing, and some of them don't. But you know, they can easily turn that job into at least $250,000 to probably $2 to $3 million a year if they want to work with it. And that's how they make their money.
Unfortunately, that's the truth.
They're not prosecuted. It's completely legal for them to have this inside information.
I'm starting to sound like an apologist for a certain company.
Well, no, I think, it's easy when you talk to somebody to be kind of affinitive toward him. You know, I mean, because no matter who that person is in politics, you know, you become a little bit more on a friendly, you know, one-to-one basis with a real human being. But it's important, I think, that you said that he was willing to field some of your criticisms, to listen to you, and actually talk to you. So
He was. And when I talked to him originally on the air, on the radio, a while back, he was, when presented the information about 9/11 and whatnot, he was very warm and very much interested in discussing and disclosing whatever he could on that topic. And I got to give him credit where credit's due. I have that clip. Maybe I'll play that next hour, the clip of my question to him. I even asked him if he was a Zionist at one point, in which he replied, no, he isn't. So that's good. I got to give credit where credit's due. Ted Yoho, check him out. All right, Steve, where was I going to go here?
Well, it's all kinds of things, you know.
I was going to ask you. When's the last time you've been stopped by the police?
Actually, it's been a while. I could go into details about it, but,
Did they ask you to bend over?
No, luckily they didn't, but it was kind of odd. I'm just thinking of one incident in particular where I was driving someone else's car. It was my wife's car registered to her, and I was pulled over, and then they told me there was a warrant for my arrest. I thought, well, that's funny because I'm not actually registered as the owner of this car. The warrant for my arrest was that I didn't show up for jury duty. And I said, no, that jury was canceled, and if you go back and check your records, you'll find out that there really shouldn't be a warrant for my arrest because the jury was dismissed. And the policeman was actually very nice, and I went back and checked him, and he found out, yes, you were right.
Did they arrest you?
No, but I was with my family, and we were on a Sunday drive. We weren't speeding, I knew that.
Well, it could have been worse, Steve. He could have asked you to bend over and given you a full cavity search.
Yeah, what's happening?
Police are now turning routine traffic stops into cavity searches. The invasive search happened to a New Mexico young lady. Young is her name. Young lady, literally. She was forced to strip from the waist down in a public parking lot and then submit to a body and x-ray and anal penetration at a nearby hospital, all under the supervision of a peace officer searching for contraband. The invasive search that Young alleges he was subjected to is not an isolated incident, his lawyers say, and is part of a larger pattern of cops eager to make drug busts, crossing the lines in order to try to uncover drugs and money at all cost. Albuquerque lawyer Joe Kennedy says they're really pushing the envelope on these types of searches of people. I don't know what I would do. I would be pissed. I'm pissed just hearing this story. Full cavity searches because of being suspected of having drugs. If this war on drugs hasn't created enough conflict, enough grief for the American people. This really tops it. And I got to tell you, this is some real BS. This is, I don't even know what to say. It just it makes my blood boil, Steve.
Well, you've heard about the cases in New Mexico, of course, where they're talking about the vaginal and anal cavity searches because a dog barked. You know what I mean? And these New Mexico military people pulled this lady in and gave her the entire rundown here. And, of course, this is absolutely atrocious when people spend this kind of money and time, and we pay for this. I mean, I think the TSA should be forced to pay about a $2 million fine every time they don't find anything on one of these people. Of course, that's going to encourage them to plant evidence, which is going to be pretty hideous as well, which they could do anyway. But the reality is these are violations of your God-given rights. You're granted by the Fourth Amendment the security of your persons, which means your body, your papers and effects, from unreasonable search. And you don't have a dog barking that's supposed to be a drug-sniffing dog barking and follow up on something like that, especially when you're dealing with some with the public and citizens and stuff. But, you know, that's where it's going these days, Bob. Hey, you know, I know we're going to a break pretty quick here, but I just wanted to mention, do you know, have you ever heard the word Jean-Paul Luig? Jean-Paul Luig?
Oh, yeah, Jean-Paul Luig. Yeah, sure.
Yes, yes, he's a famous man. He was born in France in 1890. He died in Hawaii in 1924. And the reason why he's famous isn't because he ever did anything, but because of his social security number, which starts with a 042. I won't read it all on air, but it's all available.
Please do read it all on air.
Well, it's 042-684425.
Okay, which, did you get that?
Yes, somebody else also has the same social security number.
Who would that
number.
Be?
Barry So... How do you spell it? Sotoro? Barry Sotoro?
Barry Sotoro. Where do I know that name from?
I don't know. You know, he was supposed to be a resident in Connecticut.
What,
but
black guy?
Well, sort of black, you know, but not really.
Half black?
Yeah, kind of, and kind of African, kind of, yeah. And apparently he never lived in Connecticut, which is where this social...
Was he a community organizer?
Yes, he was, but he wasn't a Connecticut community organizer. And then the odd thing about it is he got this Social Security number in 1977. Apparently, now this is the story on the internet, friends. Okay, again, we are just repeating things that we have heard on the internet that are out in public record all over the place. We're doing the investigation just like you. But apparently, this man who died in 1924 never collected any Social Security benefits in Hawaii. Okay. And we know that Barry Sotero's, I guess it was his maternal grandmother, Madeline Dane Dunham, worked for the probate department in the Honolulu courts. And for some strange reason, Barry Sotero ended up with the same Social Security number. I've heard other people say this is only one of many, friends. But now we're starting to track this down. Just like we told you earlier about the Kennedy assassination, there are new bits and pieces coming out. This is floating around the internet. Of course, many of you have already heard the story of the Connecticut Social Security number with Barry Sotero's name connected to that, or Barry Barack Obama, whichever one you like, Barry Davis, Barry Sotero, Barry Obama. They're all the same in this fabricated CIA puppet that operates as the president of the United States right now underneath all kinds of fraudulent circumstances.
Hour number two on the horizon. Stand by.
Rex Bakke coming up, man.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.